thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to us today here at Springfield. What is the purpose of the task force you just created?
I think what we're really looking at is trying to, how do we drive healthcare costs down? And how do we make a competitive market more than so than it is today? And I think that's the main focus on. And how do you get people that really can afford healthcare to stay on it? You know, just not a small bump in it, and then all of a sudden the prices go up. I think that's really the focus of what we're trying to do, is find out what is the best way we can do that. One for the everyday persons out there, one for the business environment. And how can we be successful? And if they let us have the waivers or the 1332s, then that gives us more flexibility on the state level.
It's potentially a really big deal for how people in Missouri access their health care. Some of the states have applied for a waiver that allowed them to, for example, expand Medicaid on their own innovative terms instead of just going with what was prescribed under the ACA. Is that one thing that the task force will be looking at, expanding Medicaid to cover more Missouri?
You know, I think they're going to be open to discuss whatever they want to discuss, that task force. They're not limited to what they can discuss. I think the thing that we'll have everything on the table, we can put on the table and see what's the best for Missouri citizens, what we are. But, you know, right now on the Medicaid side of it, we haven't done that, and I haven't been very receptive to doing that. But first of all, we got to fix what all is broken right now within the system. So we're really trying to figure that out right now. That's why I put a new director in there several months ago. And a lot of positive things are coming from that.
So we hear that every now and then, that we need to fix what is broken in Medicaid. What is broken?
You know, I think one of the things, for example, we got a lot of people even still on the rolls that don't belong on the rolls. We have people that's out of state that are still collecting benefits from Missouri, you know, and we truly do have people on there that's deceased, you know, unfortunately. And there's a lot of problems internally sometimes with state government, how we communicate with other agencies. But we got to get a handle on all that, because here's the one thing we all want with Medicaid. The people that need it, that should be getting it, we want to make sure they get it.
And I believe your executive order cites that in 43 Missouri counties, more than 15% of the residents there are uninsured. Many of those are in rural Missouri, which is where many of our listeners live. One man I interviewed in Carter County was extracting his own teeth with a pocket knife because he couldn't afford the trip to the dentist. And I'm curious, what are your plans for helping rural Missourians get access to health care?
I think that's one of the things that's a priority. And for most people that don't know where I came from one of those towns of 356 people. And the reality is, you don't have doctors there, you don't have medical services in those small towns. So one, you got to figure out, one, how do we get services to them, whether that's telemedicine or we get a central office, or maybe it's something mobile that we can move in and out of those counties. But I think we look at all those things, because the point of it is, in those counties that you mentioned that don't have services, but they also don't have any competition in those either. You probably only got one provider for a lot of those people, and we don't have any competition to that. So we got to figure out how to handle that. But rural Missouri will be a priority of trying to figure out how we take care of those people in like Carter counties or Hickory County, where I grew up. And, you know, they're going to need some resources. So that's all part of health care. If we don't take care of them in the counties, you know, and they end up getting in worse situations, they end up just costing more money. So anything we can be on the prevention side of it will be important to me, and how they look at that through the task force.
Governor Mike Parson, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
Again, that was Governor Mike Parson speaking to us Wednesday in Springfield. Some of Missouri's neighboring states have applied for and been granted federal waivers to the ACA. In Illinois, the waiver is allowing state officials to use federal Medicaid money to treat low-income residents with mental health and substance abuse needs. Indiana also got a waiver. It decided to include a requirement that low-income people contribute to savings accounts, the money of which then goes toward their insurance costs. So far, Missouri has not received a dime of federal money earmarked for Medicaid expansion, since lawmakers here have opted not to expand the program. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.